Stephanie Clay is one of the 8 founders and a former chairperson of the BSD, the Association for Brothel Owners and Independent Sex Workers in Germany. BSD lobbies for the rights of sex workers in the German government and advocates for sex worker issues in the media. BSD also provides business and legal information and advice for brothel owners and independent sex workers through both private consultations and a variety of specially designed brochures. In this interview, Stephanie gives extensive information about the German prostitution laws that were enacted in 2002. She discusses her current work as a BSD lobbyist fighting against proposed zoning laws that would restrict brothels in Berlin, and she shares her insights concerning the current situation for sex workers in Germany and in Europe.
Okay, we are here talking to Stephanie Clay of the Bundesverband Sexuelle Dienstleistungen.
Bundesverband Sexuelle Dienstleistungen.
Sounds a lot more sexy when you say it.
But you can say it more short, BSD.
Ah, BSD, okay. Mm-hmm. And a translation would be that it's a professional association for the owners of brothels and of independent sex workers?
Yeah.
All right.
We are not a union, but we are a lobby group and a professional group. I was one of the 8 founders, and I was the chairperson in the first 4 years. Then I stopped. And now I'm an active member, and in the last months I'm especially active because the government of Berlin tries to close small brothels, and the brothel owner gave me the job to make lobby work for them, the politician work, to stop the closing. So I'm in 2 position. First, I'm interesting because I'm a sex worker. Mm-hmm. I'm working in this job, and the political position is to discuss with the government, to discuss with the politician, and to discuss with the medias to aim or to make the aim that the brothels are not closed.
But are you part of Hydra?
In former days, I was working for Hydra as a social worker.
Okay.
Hydra is a counseling organization, and they get the money for their work from the government.
Okay.
And it means they only paid for counseling and HIV and all these social things. And our organization, BSD, is financed from the members, and because we don't have too much rich members, we don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All the jobs we do, we make it without money.
Okay, but it's more political advocacy. It's more advocacy in the government. What we do with BSD.
And it's an organization for ourselves.
Right.
So Hydra is working because they have the contract with the government and they have to do what the government says. But our job is what our members say.
Mm-hmm.
So if the members say go right or go left, then we go right or we go left.
And so the primary purpose of the BSD is to represent the owners of brothels and independent sex workers toward the government?
We have 3 goals.
Okay.
This is the most important one, to fight for our rights, to get the same rights like other business people and like other self-employed people, to represent us towards the government and towards the politician, and to work with the medias and all the society to give a realistic view of our business. And of course, this is also very important to do something for ourselves, which means to give more power to our professionalization, to move it and make it better. And this is a part of it, to have an effort maybe in financial things.
But BSD doesn't provide services or anything like that to
we have counseling and we
have... Oh, you
have,
do have counseling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand.
But
we
counseling on another platform.
Okay.
So if there is a sex worker asking, can you give me information how I can do the job as well as possible? So we call it in German Einstiegsberatung.
Or how to run your business,
mm-hmm.
advice.
Yeah.
So everybody pays taxes. Sex workers pay taxes in Germany, and you also pay what we would call in the U.S. Social Security as well. Do you get retirement or
what's retirement?
When you
pension?
Yeah.
And this depends on what you choose for your own, because we don't have an employment. We are self-employed.
Oh.
This means you have to choose for yourself what health insurance you want, what insurance you want for your pension. You have to do it for your privacy. But of course we have to pay taxes like all the other business have to pay tax.
But the owners of the brothels who have sex workers working for them, who have people working for them, do they pay Social Security or health benefits for their employees?
If they have a contract, yes. But this is not well known in our business field. We as sex worker like to be most independent as possible. So we are not interested in contracts. A contract means that you have to bind yourself, you have to come to the job regular every morning 10 o'clock till night, you have to do special things. I think a big characteristic of our job is a lot of mobility, a lot of freedom, and mostly no rules.
No rules. So when did sex work become legal in Germany?
It's legal since more than 100 years.
Oh.
What people sometimes don't understand, we got a new law. This is called prostitution law, and this law is coming from January 2002. And this small law with only 3 paragraphs gave us small rights. Before prostitution was legal, we have to pay taxes, but we didn't have rights. For example, when a client don't give me my money, but I was working for him, I was not able to go to court and claim him. And this was changing with the prostitution law. So now the client has to pay me, he has to pay me for the time, and he has to pay me what we arranged. And if he is not doing so, I have the right to go to court. And another paragraph is that the brothel owner are allowed to organize the brothel and also to have a very good quality of the brothel, with a lot of nice furnitures and high prices and nice ambiente. In former days this was forbidden because the law says a brothel should be as bad as possible, and if a working situation for sex workers is bad, the government thought, this will force the sex workers to stop with the job. This is really nonsense. And the last point of the prostitution law is that the brothel owner and the sex worker now have the right to make a contract. This was also not possible before. So it's only 3 things.
Uh-huh.
And now we are 2007. The law is in the world since 5 years. and no government, not of Germany, not of the different countries and the towns, continued with the law and looked to other legal places to continue with this first step.
How do the laws in Germany compare to the laws in the surrounding countries, in the Netherlands and Switzerland? Has it been legal longer here? Is it more acceptable here than, say, France? Or
we have big problems because sometimes we only think that we have to check our situation in Germany, but we are part of the European community and we are part of a global world, so we have to look over our plate and see what happened in the neighbor countries. We have to look how to help our colleagues in the other European countries and to give as much information in the government of Europe, to look to the efforts of Germany and Netherlands, and then to decide what laws should be in the other European countries. France is horrible. They want to stop prostitution and there are no rights. The same is in Spain. But on the other side, of course we have this small law, but when you see to the society, it seems to be very tolerated. You see a lot of announcement, you can speak with people, you see a panel discussion in the TV, and it seems to be that we are an integrated part of the society. But when you see to the laws, you see, no, this is not right. The laws make us a lot of problems, and the laws are not stable. We don't have real rights. We have only tolerated position, which means that the politician and also the government can behave today in a nicely way, and tomorrow they can change. So we don't have the right to say, no, this is our right. So it means we have to do a lot so that prostitution is in Germany as well founded as a business and as the human rights. And we have also to check that we don't lose this small right. There are also wings here in Germany who want to bring the prostitution law back in the former days.